This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha has passed the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill which seeks to provide a law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and to align it with contemporary digital banking practices. The legislation was cleared by the Lok Sabha without any discussion amid continuous uproar by the opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET paper leak issue. Following the passage of the bill, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill aims to amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Earlier in the day, the upper house also witnessed repeated disruption over several issues. The government today said that it has strengthened the legal and institutional framework to deal with online piracy of cinematograph films, including unauthorized dissemination of films through intermediaries such as Telegram. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said the Cinematograph Act 1952 was amended through the Cinematograph Amendment Act 2023 to introduce specific provisions to curb unauthorized recording and exhibition of films. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that lives of people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh have witnessed wide-ranging transformation since the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A 7 years ago. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's commitment to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir as well as Ladakh and to ensure that every citizen has the opportunity to dream big, achieve and contribute to the making of a Viksit Bharat. Talking to Akashvani News at the Parliament premises, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Satyapal Sharma described the abrogation of Article 370 as a historic step towards the complete integration and development of Jammu and Kashmir.
It was on this day in 2019 that Article 370 was abrogated. We all know that Jammu and Kashmir is scaling new heights today. Due to this article, women from our region who married outside the state used to be deprived on their rights, including their property rights. Now that injustice has been ratified, communities such as Balmikis and Gurkhas have finally secured their due rights following the abrogation of Article 370.
The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India, at the conclusion of its policy meeting today, decided to keep the key policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. Making the announcement, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said, the MPC also decided to keep the stance neutral while hiking the growth projection marginally to 6.7% from 6.6% and reduce the inflation forecast to 5% from 5.1% in the current financial year. The Supreme Court has said that authorities must exercise restraint while responding to young student protesters. The Apex Court said any violent response to prevent violence would only aggravate the situation. A bench led by Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, today made the remarks while hearing a plea seeking action against the CJP over its alleged role in the recent violence during protests in Delhi and other parts of the country. Students protest against alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC examinations at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium in Ranchi is intensifying with each passing day. The agitating students have announced plans to lay siege to the Jharkhand Assembly during the upcoming monsoon session to press their demands. Three Indian shuttlers, Isha Rani Barua, Tanvi Sharma and Shriyanshi Valishetty, have entered the second round of the women's singles in Korea Masters Badminton Tournament. Women's doubles pair of Sonali Singh and Ritika Thakkar and mixed doubles combination of Shruti Mishra and Ishan Bhatnagar advanced to the second round. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a positive note today. Sensex closed at 78,581. And that is the end of this news bulletin.